Today on our program, we get a chance to visit with Jeff Singson, who is operating. Jeff, I'll let you take it from there. It says, you're opening the dispensary, I guess. What's the name of it? I guess we'll get into what you do, how it works, but what are you calling it?
Sure. It's just called The Dispensary LLC, and it will be named The Dispensary Fulton.
And this is for medical cannabis for Illinois patients?
Correct, yeah, Illinois patients only.
Okay. Tell us a little about, Jeff, tell us a little about yourself. We'll get into the business, but where do you come from? How'd you get into being interested in operating a business?
Sure, well, yeah, my name's Jeff Sangston. I was born and raised here in Clinton, Iowa. I am the general manager over in Fulton, Illinois, at the dispensary Fulton. I actually got into the industry close to 5 years ago out in Colorado. Moved out there about 6 years ago to teach snowboarding. Ended up deciding to, you know, try to get into the medical cannabis industry out there. Started off as a caregiver and then got on with a company called Breckenridge Cannabis Club. Just working as a sales associate over time, I got into the cultivation center and became their cultivation manager. And then, yeah, kind of went from there. We actually had a TV show called High Profits on CNN back in 2015, and then decided to move back to the area here and got in touch with the dispensary Fulton.
Now, tell us a little about what it is you do. We mentioned the medical cannabis dispensary. I guess, what is it? Tell us how that works.
Sure. Well, we are just a dispensary in Fulton. We don't grow any product over there. That all comes from cultivation centers, which are separate. So we sell to the patients of Illinois. As a patient gets registered with the state of Illinois, then they can assign us as their dispensary, and they can come shop with us.
So you have to buy supplies. You're buying is there more than one? I mean, people may think they're just one kind of medical cannabis. Are there different kinds?
Sure.
That do different things?
Definitely. There is hundreds of different types of cannabis out there. Well, different strains of cannabis. You know, there's a few technically different types. You have, generally speaking, you'll have your indicas and your sativas. Indicas react more of like a body high, almost mimicking a painkiller or something along those sorts, where sativas, you feel more in your head. It's more of a cerebral head high. So those are kind of your two types. Then you can get into what's called the cannabinoid profiles, which are the different compounds in the different types of cannabis. You hear a lot about Iowa and their CBD only law, where so CBD is one of those main compounds in cannabis or cannabinoids. And then THC is the other very popular one. THC is the psychoactive one that gives you that high feeling.
So if somebody comes in, do they have a prescription that for a certain kind? Do you talk about what it is they're looking for? How sure. Does that work?
So it's as it's still, you know, really new all across the U.S. It's not a prescription per se. It's a common misconception. What the state has done is it is the physician recommends you for the program. Pretty much what they're saying is as the conditions that Illinois sees fit for the program, they certify that the patient has one of what is currently one of 39 conditions. If they have that condition, they'll recommend them for the program. If the state approves the recommendation, they'll get a patient card in the mail, and then they'll come see us. The way it works now, I train my staff to have a general understanding of cannabis, the different strains, how they affect you, and then it's kind of almost a trial and error process currently. You know, everybody has different effects of the same strains, you know, depending on how their body metabolizes the THC or the CBD, and it can affect everybody a little bit different. So dosing and all of that can definitely depend on the person we're dealing with. So it's all open. There's no prescription. It's just if they're recommended to the program, they can come in and shop with us, and we'll kind of explain the products. We'll feel out their condition, their symptoms, and hopefully from the symptoms they describe that they're looking, you know, to relieve, we can suggest a strain or a type of cannabis that would fit that profile.
This is all new to this area. is that part of that an education process, not only for your patients, but for those non-patients in the program, you know, the patients in the program and just the community at large?
Definitely. I mean, I feel like people in general are becoming more interested in cannabis as a whole, kind of as we're getting away from the fear mongrel campaigns of reefer madness and more into recognizing this as a medicine and as something that really works to treat symptoms and ailments that, yeah, it's interesting and more people are looking for the educational side of things.
You want to be seen as just a regular street front business in Fulton, not something that scary. Is that a good interpretation?
Yeah. You know, we want to be treated just like anybody else. Fulton has done an amazing job of welcoming us into their community, and it's been a great experience so far.
Now, you've had some experience in Colorado in doing this. How does it compare? What's Illinois? I know there are some initially in Colorado, there may have been some concerns there. Is Illinois, how's it compare to some of the regulations? What does it take?
Sure. Illinois is a little more regulated. You know, they're a little more strict on some of their guidelines. So, I mean, all in all, you know, there's the seed to sale tracking software. Our software tracks every aspect of what product is where, who it gets dispensed to. You know, every patient has a qualifying patient number, a number that's registered to them, and when they purchase it, it's logged with their number purchasing the product. So the product's tracked really well, and we have state inspections every quarter. You know, a state inspector comes in, they review every purchase, every sale, they audit us. You know, it's quite a strict process with a lot of guidelines. They review our camera footage, so every inch of that building, you're on camera, you're being monitored from time to time. They can pop in at any time, so it's a very regulated industry.
So Jeff says, that part says that there's a lot of, pressure on you to operate the business and only deal with those who are approved for the program. Do you kind of have that pressure that we got to run this business right?
Definitely. I make sure, you know, all my employees are trained very well, that they know the IDFPR rules and regulations for a dispensary at the back of their hand. Not only that, but they know the Department of Health, which is the patient regulations as well, so we can help educate patients on the do's and don'ts of the program, you know, where they can consume and so forth.
Not to jump in, but just like I suppose any other business that might serve a product, people who may not qualify, you know, we look at, do you have to be careful about who you dispense to and make sure they're not have a, you know, a fake ID or anything like that? Do you really have to monitor that too?
Yeah, so with our point of sale system and everything, I mean, when a patient comes to the dispensary, it's very secure. They can't even get through our doors until you're verified into a state system. So when you come to shop with us, there's somebody at our front desk that is a locked vestibule area that you can't, you know, go any further than that front area. You'd have to hand your patient card and your driver's license to them. They'll run your qualifying patient number through a state database. Not only do they have to be registered in the state of Illinois, but they have to be registered to our specific location. So there's lots of steps taken to, they can't even get through that front vestibule until that they are put into our system and verified that they should be on that premises.
So you can't just window shop and come in and browse.
Correct. You can't get through our front door unless you're verified as a patient with us. So,
in some other interviews talking with us, you know, maybe people associate, you mentioned it, you know, a lot of folks may associate marijuana with smoking, but are there other products that you will also sell that are cannabis related?
Definitely.
Or is it just simply smoking?
No, you know, flower, herb, whatever you want to call it, is a very popular consumption method. We also have concentrates that could, range from a CO2 concentrate that may look like a butter or wax that can be smoked or ingested, to there's topical creams that can help with your rheumatoid arthritis, any sort of inflammation. There's what's called tinctures, which is like an alcohol-based liquid that's taken sublingually, orally, you know. There's the edibles that can be infused with food. So there's many options to consume. It's not just smoking. So
Jeff, obviously you run this dispensary. You must believe in medical cannabis.
Definitely, yeah. I believe medical cannabis can be a great alternative to, you know, pharmaceuticals that are out there today. You know, a lot of my patients have been on morphine or some sort of opiate for 10, 12, 15 years. You know, you build up that, not only do you build up the tolerance, but it can be addictive as well, where cannabis is virtually a non-addictive substance. You know, the addiction rate is very small. FDA studies show that it's about as addictive as caffeine or a cup of coffee. So it's a great alternative to kind of help people, you know, that may want to stop taking those opiates or, you know, at least gradually wean themselves off of them.
Jeff, is there some concern when you do this, when you talk to people in the community that's just, you know, smokers and dopers that want to come in and get registered for this program? Do you battle that fear a little bit?
Not necessarily. You know, you're starting to see, you don't see a lot of those people even attempt to like slip through the cracks. You know, a lot of the clientele are elderly or people, you know, not I guess the people that are stereotypical cannabis users. You know, a lot of them have never even tried cannabis before, but as they see it becoming more acceptable in society in a state like Illinois that is passing regulations to allow them this alternative method, I think a lot of people are just curious and want to get involved and try it out. So.
Jeff, from a procedural standpoint, I think early on, and since you were there, maybe you can tell us whether that was the case, that there are some stories out that the dispensaries in Colorado couldn't go to the bank with money because federally it was an illegal substance, so it was, in a sense, illegal money, and they literally kept cash flows of safe and did all their businesses, paid all their bills, you know, by cash. They went to the power company and paid their bill in cash. They paid
Definitely.
Their employees in cash. Was that the case, and is that the case going to be in Illinois?
Sure.
Not to give away your secrets, but...
Yeah, no, in Colorado, you know, there's multiple episodes where you'd see me carrying around tens of thousands of dollars in cash. You're correct. In Colorado, you know, we had cash safes in our buildings. We paid all of our bills in cash. We paid our contractors in cash. And then the ironic thing is when we went to pay our taxes at the end of the year, we actually got fined for paying the IRS in cash. So... yeah, in Illinois here, so the way it's set up is there are a couple of banks that are currently working with the program. You know, obviously they can't be FDI insured. So there are some banks participating in Illinois. Luckily, I think a lot of dispensaries are using some of these banks that are being offered, so they're not having that abundance of cash on hand. So.
Too, when we get this program on the air, you will have been open for a few days. Laying the groundwork, obviously you can't do any business yet, but are you getting any sense of what the demand's going to be?
Sure, a little bit. So we can't really see our patient counts. Like, we can't see who's registering with us currently. We know that we do have, you know, I think it's right around like 165 patients in what's called District 1, Police District 1, which is the district that patients are assigned to us per se. They're not required to shop with us, but they're in our like shopping district. So there are quite a few patients, you know, registering with us, we hope, you know, and there's a lot of hype building. So we're definitely excited to move forward in the program, and we're hoping patients will give us a shot and switch over.
Hey, you mentioned that, are there dispensaries, we may be used to the pharmacies, two or three per town or half a dozen per town? Are the cannabis dispensaries a little more limited? You're in Fulton, is there another one in the area?
The next closest one, I believe, is in Myland, right outside of the Quad Cities down there. Nature's Care, I believe it is, or Nature's Treatment, one of the two. But they're pretty spread out, you know. It's not every police district. I believe there's 39 open currently. Don't quote me on that. Some more might have been licensed in the meantime. But there's very few of us, so.
And one of the things that Fulton was about didn't seem to be too afraid, some of the city officials, that if they came to the dispensary, maybe, you know, they came from somewhere else, they might, you know, stay in town for a minute. They got to go to get gas or do other things or shop because they're in town, they're there, and they might come from out of town as a destination for your business.
Yeah, some of these people in our district could be traveling, you know, an hour and a half, and we're hoping we can bring, you know, the city of Fulton some new people to do some shopping and other things in the area. So, yeah, hopefully it's a great turnout in the beginning here, and hopefully we'll generate some extra revenue for the city of Fulton.
I know you kind of mentioned earlier, says you're a private business, so in a sense you will have employees, you'll pay mm-hmm. property taxes, you'll pay employees a salary.
Yeah.
So it's just a general business like any others. Is that a daunting task? You got to find employees, you have to do all that, run a payroll and everything else?
Oh yeah, it's not too bad, you know. We definitely had a lot of applicants in the beginning here, and hopefully we'll be hiring more in the future. But it's hard to gauge our you know traffic in the beginning here until we're open to see how many patients will actually be shopping with us. So, you know, hopefully we're employing more people in the future and bringing some more business in.
You mentioned employees. Do they have to pass any type of test? Do you have to kind of pass some type of background test?
Oh, yeah.
How does that work for you and for the employees?
Yeah, so for anyone who's looking to become an employee of the cannabis industry, it's very, very strict. There can be no outstanding debts, back child support, back student loans, that sort of thing. You'll have to go through a federal background check. So you actually do an FBI background check. You can't have any prior felonies or anything which is on an excluded offense list from the state. You know, so there's quite a few things. They try to make it so there's no chance anyone would attempt to steal product as an employee, you know.
I know too that in doing this, the pages have to be Illinois rep. Do your employees have to also be Illinois residents, or can they, for example, be in Iowa, or if they're somewhere else, you mentioned Maryland, they could be in Iowa, or do they have to be that Illinois resident to qualify to work for a dispensary?
No, currently they can reside in the state of Iowa as well. Illinois doesn't have any real guidelines for employees. For patients, your primary residence does have to be in Illinois. So, but for employees, it's kind of a different story.
You know, you talked about different kinds. Would you talk to us, how many different kinds, I know people have seen pictures of dispensaries, mm-hmm. is it simply, you know, jars full of a product on the counter, or how does the layout of the store work? You know, we can't come in and browse, so most people will probably never see the inside of your store.
Definitely. So after you get, I guess if we start, you know, getting back to the sales floor, there's, we're all behind glass, you know, you can think of it kind of as like a bank teller counter, but with some glass in front of us with windows. But there are clear, you know, see-through jars with holes in the top that have all of the flower products in them. I think we'll be carrying roughly 15 in the beginning. So so you can take a look at the product through the clear jar. You can smell the different aromas that they produce, and kind of get like a feel for what you're buying that way. All of our concentrates, those are all in opaque containers, so you can't see them before you buy them. But the flower, you can kind of, you know, you can see it through the container, you can smell it, so you can get a good idea of what you're buying.
So there's some security on both sides for you and your staff, and for the patients too. So that when they come in, it's a kind of, you said it's more like a bank than what we might think of a pharmacy.
Definitely. You know, we still want to make it comfortable for the patients and comfortable for the employees. You know, we still want that friendly interaction where it's not overly locked down. But yeah, there's still some added protection for both parties there.
We're talking with Jeff Sinkson from the dispensary in Fulton, opening up here in end of June, first part of July. Jeff, if you had a message for folks, if they're scared of your industry, scared of your store, or support your store, what would you like people to know about your business? Obviously, you've been in this business, you've run some of these types of business. Maybe, what are some of the kind of common things you hear, and what would you like to tell folks?
Definitely. Medical cannabis, it's nothing to be afraid of. I encourage people to do research, you know, get online, watch some videos, check out some of the studies that may have been done, or just educate yourself, you know. It's new, it's upcoming, and you know, some of the people are patients, you know, they're not your stereotypical stoners from Reefer Madness. You know, these people could be, you know, your neighbors, your friends, your children, potentially, you know. So we're just trying to kind of get rid of that that stoner hippie mentality stereotypes, and you know, these are people just like everybody else, just looking for relief from pain or other medical symptoms. So get out there, educate yourself, and you know, become informed. So next time someplace like Iowa may vote, think of think of your neighbors, someone in your family that could benefit from the positives of cannabis.
Jeff, one other quick question. Somebody got some questions, whether they're in Illinois or in Iowa. You mentioned it's hard to, you know, like in some stores, we can just walk in the door and ask questions. Obviously, mm-hmm. in your business, I can't just walk in the door and say, ask some questions. How can people do that? They want to become a little more aware, a little more educated about your business and the industry, the medical cannabis industry. How could they do that? They said they can't just walk in the door and ask questions.
Sure. I mean, we encourage people to give us a call. You know, our phone number is on our website or on our Facebook page. You can get or send us an email. I try to respond to emails, you know, within 24 hours or earlier. And we try to always pick up the phone. You know, if you really want some educational materials, you know, just give us a phone call. I can, you know, email them to you or we can figure out a way to get them in your hand. So.
Jeff Sinkson, and it's simply called The Dispensary.
Yep.
And where's it located at?
1801 16th Avenue in Fulton, Illinois.
Easy to be easy to find. People can find that. They like to see where it's at.
Yeah, right across from the fire department over there. So.
Hey, thanks for coming today, Jeff. Yeah. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.